Hello, welcome to the Mindset Goddess. I'm Valeska, your show host. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you're having a wonderful day. So, in today's episode, let's talk about the importance of self-care. So, self-care is really important for everyone, men and women. But I believe that women especially are at risk for overexhausting themselves simply because of the fact that women multitask. And we don't just multitask with one or two things, but we multitask with a lot of things. And it leaves us exhausted and our energy levels depleted. But what's ironic is that we don't even realize that we are completely exhausted most of the time. And I talk about this more in one of my blogs. You can check it out at www.specializedcoaching.org. I have a blog there, and you can read more about the history of self-care and why it is so important. But let's talk about it a little bit today, too. Since women multitask so much, they are much more prone to being completely exhausted and not having time for self-care. And for some reason, women see self-care as a luxury. They don't see it as a necessity. And that's what needs to be changed, is that it is a necessity and it is not a luxury. No one is saying that in order to take part in self-care, you have to spend money. You don't. I mean, if you want to, you can. If you want to get a massage or get your nails done or whatever it is that you enjoy and relaxes you, if it costs money and you have the money for it, go for it. But you certainly do not have to spend money to take part in self-care. You can do it right at home without spending money. You can even just go for a walk outside and enjoy some fresh air and sunshine, go for a jog, sit at a park reading a book. There are so many ways that you can take care of yourself and pamper yourself without having to spend any money whatsoever. Now, when it comes to self-care, I have got to learn to practice what I preach, because I always emphasize how important it is. And I have to admit to you guys that I'm not very good at taking care of myself in this way. I am the person who always is just so busy doing different things, and I have a hard time stopping. I have a hard time just chilling out and being one with myself or pampering myself. I have a hard time doing that simply because there are so many things that I'm busy with and I love doing them and I just don't want to stop. I always feel that I don't have enough hours in a day. So I want to keep going and going and going. But then guess what happens? You hit rock bottom, and that's what happened to me yesterday. Yesterday, I was completely useless. I taught one class in the morning, and then I was useless after. I had so much work to do yesterday, and I didn't get any of it done except for teach that one class. I was useless. Why? Because I was so exhausted. My energy levels were depleted. Last week, the reason I didn't record anything for you guys is because my kiddo was sick again, and he's been having some problems with some stuff, so I had to take care of that. He was awake all night, every night, so it was a really tough week and weekend for us. So I was already exhausted, and I didn't stop for a minute to take care of myself or to do something enjoyable. Not one minute. So yesterday, after I taught my class, I literally just threw myself on a sofa and I burst into tears. Not that necessarily anything serious was wrong, but I was just so exhausted. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't do anything today. I'm useless. I should do something, but I can't. I can't do it today. So for a few hours, I just relaxed. I didn't do anything but just think about life and my situation in this life and different things like that until I had to go pick up my son from preschool. But sometimes we have days like that and you don't have to feel sorry. But you know, the ironic thing is that I woke up this morning and I was really angry at myself. Gosh, Valeska, why didn't you get this done yesterday? You see, now you're behind. You see, this is what happens when you don't keep working. And then I had to remind myself, stop, stop, stop. Do you hear what you're saying to yourself? Would you say that to your clients? Never, never. I say to my clients that they need to stop, that they need to rest. They need to have that me time to rejuvenate. It's important. I would never say, keep working, keep working. Shame on you for not working. Yet I talk to myself like that, which is another big mistake. But you know what? I'm human and everybody is guilty of this. But then I reminded myself, okay, you did the right thing yesterday. Your energy levels were completely depleted. You needed to take that time for yourself, and it's okay. Do not feel guilty about it. And today I've been super productive. So that's another reason to make sure that you take time for yourself to rejuvenate. You will be more productive afterwards. Women have so much going on in their lives. We have to take care of our children. We take care of the home. We cook, we clean, we work. We do so much. We take care of everyone around us, and we forget to take care of ourselves. And believe it or not, we are the most important people. We don't feel that we are. We feel that our husbands or our children or our wives are. Some people, sometimes the roles are reversed and it's the husband staying home, doing everything, multitasking. But guess what? You're the most important person. And the reason I say that is because if you are run down and exhausted and your energy levels are completely gone, then you're going to be more prone to sickness and depression, which makes you unable to take care of other people in the right way. So you are really important and you have to take care of yourself. Just remember that. Love you guys. And if you have not subscribed to my podcast, please go ahead and do so. I'd love to have you back. And be sure to check out specializedcoaching.org. And you can also go to themindsetgoddess.com to listen to more free episodes. Take care.